Oh, John Longmire's press conference.
Our bloke's very fit, and was really pleased with how they were able to fight on and play the sort of footy that they were able to play tonight. Today it was a gutsy effort.
There's talk constantly about the Bloods culture. Do you think that still exists, and did we see a bit of it tonight?
I was just really proud of the blokes, the way they fought it out. Our blokes had a real go, and in the end, it gave us a real chance to win. We didn't take our opportunities when we needed to, and that's part of finals football, and that's why we didn't win. And it's all, you've got to have effort and execution. We failed on one of the key indicators of execution, as in the finishing off our work. But I don't think we could really fail on the effort side of it. 83 tackles and kept playing to the final siren, which was a really, really good sign.
You come in at half time, you've had so many opportunities, haven't taken them, Reed's off. What was the mood in the rooms, and what was your message?
Our mood was really positive. It was, we were confident, and we talked to the players about a couple of things we had to fix up from a technical part of it, but in a general sense, that was reasonably confident, and we just thought keep going. It was pretty simple. Keep going and fix a couple of little things up, but keep going with the effort.
Massive injury loss going into the game, and the senior players really led the way.
Yeah, some of the blokes, it's probably unfair to name them, but you both can work it out. There was some big efforts, some really big efforts, and our experienced and senior players really led the way in that area. And we had four debutants in finals today, and a couple of others that hadn't played many. So to come over and to have a real crack is really good. And those senior players about to leave from the front was a really pleasing sign. But we've worked to this point for the season to give ourselves a double chance, and we need it now, and we're going to use it next week. So we look forward to getting back to Sydney, bringing that same sort of effort, and having a real crack back at our home ground.
Is it, of all the injuries, has it galvanised the group? It seems like it's actually galvanised the group.
Oh, they've got a lot of quality blokes, and they're very proud of their efforts. And there's a number of blokes that have played a few finals footy, but they're a pretty proud bunch and led very well. So the players that are able to stand up under real heat, stood up today. And but we need to do it again next week. It's great to give great effort today and not get the result. We need to go again next week, and that's what I spoke to the players immediately after the game was, fantastic effort. Be proud of your effort, but we got a double chance. We earned that double chance, and we're going to use it next week.
Doing towels looks like. So your player is really grown in the last fortnight.
Yeah, he was terrific. I mean, he's powerful. He's quick, and he's probably a bit stiff early in the season as far as in and out of the team a little bit, but when he's been given his chance, generally he's taken it pretty well, so he was fantastic. He really ran hard and competed. Once Reedy went off, he was our centre-half forward, and he led and presented and gave a real option for our midfielders.
Sam Reed, what's his situation? Is it look like a pretty bad hamstring injury?
Yeah, it looked like a bad one, but once again, we haven't had a scan, but it looked like a bad one, so he'd be out for a few weeks, I'd imagine.
Josh Kennedy, apparently this is the 11th 30-plus game in a row, which is apparently the AFL record. Just his effort in the third quarter to get him and Hanbury really seemed to get you.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, those two in particular were enormous. They were our midfield generals, I guess, in that group, and really hard. And we're playing a quality team today, and we've got some quality midfielders in the opposition too, so it's not an easy game. They've got a very good ruckman, but our blokes really lifted them and helped drive us to get back into the game and give us a real chance. And I must admit, there was probably even the last few minutes where it was still a chance, and to come over and to have that to the last few minutes of the game was a terrific effort. But once again, it's a good effort, but acknowledge that, but then we move on to next week.
And Adam Goods has to go into the midfield with Kieran not there, and what, he's 35.
Yeah.
And he playing like he was 10 years younger?
Yeah, he contributed really well. We're going to put Isaac in there, but he got a knock early, and that winged him a bit, so his shin was pretty sore, so we're going to put him in there. But Goodsy started the first bounce in there, and we're going to flip those a little bit more often than what we did, but Goodsy took that opportunity and played a really good game. He was super. A couple of the old experienced players, and he and Reece Shaw were good.
Yeah, there was some booing of Adam here, nowhere near as bad apparently as back in July. How was Adam after the game?
Oh, look, I haven't spoken to him, but I must admit I didn't hear it, so I generally think it was okay, but I haven't spoken to him.
Do you expect to get anyone back next week, John? And where, I mean, I know you don't want to give him running commentary on Lance, but whether he would be a chance?
No, Lance won't play next week.
Won't play next week.
No, Nick Smith's a big chance to come back.
How much confidence does this give you for the future in terms of how well the youngsters play and held up, looking forward?
Yeah.
Obviously not just next week. But
no, we're always confident. We're confident for the future. We're confident for the future, which is next week. So we try and be competitive and finish up the top of the ladder and at the same time bring some kids through. That's what we try and do. And sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't, but we generally try and set ourselves to be competitive every year, finishing the top part of the ladder and still bring some of the kids through. And we've been able to do that again this year, and those kids are playing not small parts, they're playing big parts, and we'll get bigger next week. And so that's a really good sign for the footy club, but they've got some really good role models around them, and some of those senior players, the way they go about their business really helps direct them.
Back six, Ted Richards and Reece Shaw, they seem like they're playing like they were late 20s rather than early 30s.
We had a chat about it. You don't take playing at this time of the year, training and playing at this time of the year for granted, and we really enjoy it, and those blokes really get a spring in their step with the good weather around, and they've enjoyed it, but they're still hurting. We lost a final tonight, as good as what the effort was, we've lost a final, and we need to get back and get going again. We're just not happy with the effort tonight, we need to go again next week.
There's an opportunity lost given 7-18 or 7-19 in the
end. I mean, it's gone, it's done. So we move on pretty quickly. I mean, we fly back to Sydney and give ourselves a real chance next week. And we've won 16 games this year and got the double chance. And we'll take on the next week's team and give that our best crack.
John, any immediate thoughts on how you'll restructure the forward line, given you probably won't have Sam Reed as well as Lance?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't imagine we'd have Sam, but I'd have to sit down and work it out at the moment. We tried various things today, and I thought certain things worked. It was different things. The circumstances made out as though we had to try different things, and a few other things did work. So I thought our coaches did a really good job, and our players really rose to the challenge.
A lot of your misses, especially in the first quarter, were set shots. Like it wasn't scrambling play around goal.
Mm.
Was it a case of the players just not sort of struggling to adapt with that strong wind and the local conditions?
It was really windy out there. It was really windy. Really windy. They adapted a bit better than us. Last time we played over here, we had a similar story. We didn't take our chances early. We had plenty of chances early in the first quarter. We didn't take our chances then either. So we need to do a bit more goal kicking at this stadium, maybe.
Thanks, guys.